Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
We're off to the Islandwood Veterinary Hospital in Newmarket, part of the Mill Street Veterinary Group, where we're joined by Jane Pickett. Good afternoon to you, Jane.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And you're welcome to the programme. Okay, straight in with a question from Colin in Turner's Cross. Any idea to help, please, with the assistance of training our dog? He's a six-month-old puppy, not neutered yet. Now, he's great to go to the toilet and we've trained him well during the day. He'll go to the door, he'll whine when he needs to go out. But it is the evening time that we're having problems when we're all inside. He's slow to let us know that he wants to go to the toilet and he'll often end up just peeing somewhere on the floor. Fine during the day. It's only the evening and the night time. Any training ideas, please?
Okay, so that's an interesting one. It sounds like these listeners have made great progress with their toilet training, which can be a really difficult thing sometimes. I think there's a few things. Firstly, he's only 6 months. He's still a relative baby. Yes, we want him to be getting the hang of his toilet training at the moment, but it still wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility that he might have the odd accident. But look, from what you're describing, it sounds like this is more of a general pattern that happens every evening. I think the thing to think about is if he's got the toilet training during the day down and he's good at giving you a nice signal, I suppose have a little think. Is there anything that might be distracting you in the evening so that you're not picking up on those early signals? Or is he genuinely just not giving any signals and peeing on the floor? If it is something that there's a bit more kind of activity in the house and distraction going on and you're just maybe not picking up on the signals, just being extra kind of aware of that. If it is genuinely he's just not giving any signals, for some reason or another, it might be something that's different about the evening. Is there some reason he's less keen to go outside in the evening? So is there, let's say, a back garden that during the day when he was going out for his peas, you'd normally go with him so he has some company, he feels more safe and secure, whereas in the evening you might just let him out into the garden to do his wees and you'll stay inside in the nice cosy warm. If so, it might just be a feeling that he knows that in the evenings his family don't go outside with him to do his pees and he might be afraid and not feeling very secure yet. He's only a 6-month-old baby, so that's very understandable. If that's the case, maybe try going out with him. But I think really probably the most constructive thing you can do to try and tackle this straight away is don't wait for him to give the signal in the evening. Just take him out. And he'll probably get into the habit then that he knows, OK, we still go outside at night time, even though it's a little bit more dark. We still go outside. We have our sniff around. We do our business and then we go back in. And if you can go with him to do that, that's really good because it'll give him that kind of safety.
So go back to basics. Go back to what you did at the start. Yeah.
It sounds like you have it nailed during the daytime. And that's absolutely amazing. It sounds like you're doing a great job. But what I would say is, look, we never know what factors are affecting these guys. There might be sounds at night that they're not used to. It makes them a little bit less happy to go outside. So really go back to basics. Don't wait for him to give you the signal. Just take him out. Take him out after he has his dinner. Take him out in the mid-evening and then take him out just before bed. So you're avoiding those accidents. And the more you give them the opportunity to get it right, just like when you were doggy toilet training during the day, the more likely they'll just get into that habit of doing it outside as he would do during the daytime. And the less accidents he has inside, the less reinforcement of that peeing inside behaviour we have, the less mess for you to clean up, but also the less smells of his own business inside, encouraging him to kind of repeat that behaviour there are. So clean the area inside where he's accidentally done his business in the evenings with a pet safe cleaner just to get rid of all of the smell as well. can help a lot.
It could be that he's afraid of the dark. I'm wondering, is it dark?
Yeah,
they're
very intelligent creatures. Sometimes it's even just the change of behaviour with, you know, somebody moving with them or not, or a noise that happens at night or not. They're very, very perceptive creatures, and they'll pick up on things that you and I won't as well, because their hearing and their sight is just far superior. So it could be something very small that they just don't feel confident enough. And that confidence may come with time once they're a little bit older.
Okay, Melissa has been on to say her 11-year-old cat has suddenly developed what she describes as extremely watery eyes. What would be causing it?
Okay, so there's a few causes here that it could be. It could be a primary eye problem. So for some reason, we've got an eye infection or an eye injury that can give us very watery eyes. If you think about yourself when you get watery eyes, generally it's if something's stinging your eyes or hurting your eyes, or if you have an eye infection, and the same things will kind of go for a pet as well. So it could be an infection. It could be something that's irritated the eyes and is causing a lot of watering going on. Or I think really commonly in cats, they can get kind of very, very watery eyes as their kind of way of showing you that they have cat flu. So even though you think of flu with us and you think of, you know, coughs and sniffles with cats, really commonly they can get a sniffly nose. Yes, absolutely. But they really commonly present with eye discharge as part of their flu. So it could be something as simple as that. What I would say, though, is because there is a number of different causes, and, you know, if this is something that's clearly bothering your pet, if they've got very watery eyes like this, I really think you should take him to a visit to the vet, get him a full examination done. And that'll help you to streamline into knowing, well, is it a problem with the eyes? Is it an eye infection? Is it an eye injury? Or is it a little cat flu that we need to deal with? And they all have vastly different treatments. Some may settle on their own, some may not. But there's no real way of knowing from what you've described until you get that cat into the hands of a vet to do a full physical exam and to have a look at the discharge, to have a look at the eye. So I think in this particular case, a vet visit would be fairly essential. And I wouldn't wait to see if it goes away. If he's distressed and, you know, he's got watery eyes, he's going to be uncomfortable, even though he's not showing it. He may just be wandering around acting totally normally. But if he's got watery eyes, he's going to be uncomfortable.
Could it be an allergy?
Could be. It's rare. Yeah. Rare enough. So sometimes with cats, they'll, I suppose, very much like cats and dogs, similarly, they can get allergies. And like us, they can get allergies to things in the environment. Sometimes it might be a change in the cleaner that's been used in the house or a particular type of pollen that's out that week. A lot of the time, they'll get itching of their skin more than watery eyes. So they present a little bit differently in the majority to, let's say, how we do when we might have a little bit of a hay fever, for example.
Yeah.
So usually it'll be skin irritations they'll get. But look, never say never. I have seen cats and dogs that will get watery eyes in response to allergens. So it could be something like that, but it would be a little bit less common.
Okay. And very finally, a 2-year-old terrier started to eat grass and sometimes throws up after it. Why is she lacking in something?
So I would say, unlikely to be lacking in anything. It's a really common thought. So the behaviour of eating inappropriate things that are not kind of normal dog and cat food is called pica. It's a lovely word. But it doesn't tend to be because they're lacking in something, except for in very rare cases. Usually eating grass is if the pet is feeling sick and wants to make themselves sick. They're very clever that way. But actually, interestingly, some recent studies have shown it can actually be behavioural. They almost get a taste for the grass and they almost graze like a cow in a way. What I would say is that if this is a new behaviour for your dog, that's always a really big red flag if it's not something they've always done. So I would say, just to be on the safe side, I bring them to your vet for a full assessment. Just make sure that everything's okay. And also they'll be able to delve a little bit deeper into the history of what's happening. Are there any other signs of nausea or feeling sick, feeling unwell that might be triggering your dog to want to eat grass to make himself vomit? If it's just a one-off and it's happened once or twice, then he seems otherwise very well in himself. It may be something and nothing. But look, if it's a new thing for your pet and it's happening continuously, it definitely needs checking out.
Okay, we leave it there. Thank you for that, Jane. Have a lovely week.
You too. Thank you.
And we'll talk next week. That is Jane Pickett, the Islandwood Veterinary Hospital in Newmarket, part of the Mill Street Veterinary Group.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.